collaborating Center for Syphilis Serology Proficiency Testing at the CDC.
Thanks, Kevin. Good day, everyone. So I'm going to talk about the WHO Power Collaborating Center for Syphilis Serology Proficiency Testing program at the CDC. And the talk will focus on the data from the 2012 year for the PT testing. We'll talk a little bit about the data from between 2008 and 2012, and then some of the changes that are coming for the PT program. But very quickly, the Collaborating Center name has since changed from focusing only on syphilis proficiency testing. It's now the Collaborating Center for STD Diagnostics and Surveillance. And the terms of reference as follows: to build regional and national STI program implementation and laboratory capacity, to promote standardization of syphilis diagnostics and to evaluate performance of such tests, to enhance capacity for global antimicrobial resistance surveillance of Neisseria gonorrhea and other emerging STIs, and finally to enhance capacity for regional and national elimination of MTCT of syphilis and associated complications. So a little bit of background, and for benefit of those who don't know this, approximately 10.6 million new cases of syphilis occur worldwide, including 310,000 perinatal deaths. The diagnosis of syphilis can be challenging. It relies on a combination of clinical signs and symptoms, patient history, and laboratory tests, which is either direct detection or serological tests. So PCR is useful for detecting T. pallidum in moist lesions of primary, secondary, and early congenital syphilis. And of course, in the United States, there's no FDA-approved test, a PCR test for syphilis. Dark field microscopy, also a direct detection test, can be useful on the same specimens, but the sensitivity is much lower than PCR. Serological tests, both treponemal and non-treponemal, of course, remain the mainstay for diagnosis. So going into the proficiency testing program, of course, the proficiency in serological testing is essential to accurately diagnose syphilis, and CDC has been administering this program for the past 25 years. The objective is to determine the relative accuracy of each lab's performance of a testing procedure as compared to the performance of the same procedure by reference laboratories. So CDC sends a panel of known serum panel of known results to 78 laboratories in 52 countries three times a year. And this map shows the countries that are part of the program, and the figures show the actual incidence of syphilis by WHO region. And as you can see in Africa, it's a this pointer doesn't seem to be working. Very high burden, but very underrepresented in the PT program. So the serum panel is prepared from individual sera, a converted plasma that tested either reactive or non-reactive for syphilis. Participating laboratories perform treponemal tests and non-treponemal tests. The samples also tested at three reference laboratories, including the CDC. And scoring of results are based on credit for each sample tested, results reported correctly or incorrectly, or no results reported. And criteria for acceptable performance is greater than or equal to 90% agreement with results from obtained by the reference laboratories. So the results for 2012, we see that for qualitative tests, the countries performed very well, and not so well in quantitative VDRL and RPR. And of course, the reasons for quantitative performance is related to either titers being too high or too low. So in other words, greater than equal.